The Wildfire Matters Review Committee spent several months examining all aspects related to wildfires. One proposed bill would pay death benefits to the families of seasonal firefighters who die in a Colorado fire. Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango says seasonal firefighters have few benefits and low pay.
So many of our fire districts rely on volunteer firefighters. I think it can make the difference to somebody to say, your family will be compensated. Hopefully this never happens, but you need little incentives to validate why you're doing something.
Other measures include a $2,500 tax credit to help private landowners pay for fire mitigation. And Democratic Representative Claire Levy of Boulder proposed a measure to give counties more authority to pass ordinances requiring homeowners to remove trees.
The idea for this bill came from the testimony of these Park County residents who were talking about property owners who are absentee property owners who don't take care of their land and who create a substantial risk of wildfire on their neighbor's land.
But Levy says while she's happy with the committee's work, she also believes lawmakers missed the mark.
We maybe didn't focus enough on what our highest priorities should be.
Levy says her biggest concern is population growth in the wildland-urban interface, or WUI.
Burning forests isn't a problem for anybody or anything unless you have people and families and property and memories there. We're just going to keep compounding the problem by seeing more and more people live in these high-hazard areas.
Republican Senator Ellen Roberts says the committee tackled some meaty issues.
The meaningfulness is what we fund. Because you can create all these things, but if you don't commit the resources behind it, then it's just new laws on the books without any real impact.
The discussion over funding won't happen until later this year when lawmakers deal with the state's budget before the start of the January legislative session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capitol coverage is funded by the Gill Foundation's Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, a proud supporter of local organizations like the Colorado Department of Education and its programs to prepare and inspire the next generation of science, technology, engineering, and math teachers.